This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. An advisory panel to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended a third dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for people 65 and older, as well as others at a high risk of severe illness. The U.S. panel also recommended that people 50 to 64 years old with underlying medical conditions get a third shot. It also endorsed people ages 18 to 49 who have an underlying medical risk access to another shot. The committee refused to approve a third shot of Pfizer vaccine for people working in high-risk exposure settings to COVID-19, such as healthcare workers. The special U.S. envoy to Haiti abruptly resigned, attacking the administration of President Joe Biden for what he characterized as inhumane and counterproductive decision to deport thousands of Haitian migrants back to the Caribbean country. Ambassador Daniel Foote, who has held the position for just 2 months, contends the U.S. approach to Haiti remains, in his words, deeply flawed. The U.S. has allowed thousands of Haitian migrants into the U.S. to seek asylum, but is sending others back on up to 7 flights to the homeland. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security temporarily suspended use of horse patrols at the border after border agents on horseback were corralling some Haitian migrants last Sunday to push them back toward Mexico. The action of the agents have been widely condemned by the White House and top government officials, but no conclusions have been reached yet about how the agents were performing their jobs. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives Select Committee investigating the deadly January 6th riot at the Capitol has subpoenaed 4 former members of Donald Trump's administration, including Mark Meadows, who served as Trump's White House Chief of Staff, Steve Bannon, a White House advisor to Trump, former White House Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, and former Defense Department official Kash Patel were also subpoenaed and instructed to produce materials and appear for depositions, according to the committee chairman, Denny Thompson. A mob of Trump supporters stormed the Capitol back on January 6th as Congress was meeting to certify Democrat Joe Biden's election victory. So far, nearly 600 people have been arrested on charges tied to the attack. South Korea's call to declare a formal end to the Korean War is premature, as there is no guarantee it would lead to the withdrawal of the U.S. hostile policy toward Pyongyang. North Korea's state media KCNA reported the statement on Friday, citing the vice foreign minister. South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Tuesday repeated a call for a formal end to the Korean War in an address to the U.N. General Assembly, and proposed that the two Koreas, with the United States or with the United States and China, make such a declaration. After years, 3 years of war, North Korea signed an armistice with South Korea in 1953. However, the formal state of war between the two nations still exists. Here in the U.S., police say a lone gunman opened fire inside a grocery store in the state of Tennessee, east of the city of Memphis, killing one person, wounding 12 others on Thursday. Chief Dale Lane of the Collierville Police Department said some of the victims suffered serious injuries. He said SWAT teams moved in and found the gunman dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Authorities are looking into the motive for the attack. And Peruvian authorities on Thursday said they have decided to cremate the body of Abimael Guzman, the founder of the Shining Path rebel group that killed tens of thousands of people in the 1980s and 1990s, and spread his ashes in an undisclosed location. The cremation would end more than a week of controversy over what to do with the body of one of Peru's most reviled figures. Guzman, 86, died September 11th from an apparent infection while serving life in prison for terrorism. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.